And this was attached to my local newspaper in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So obviously, there's an agenda afoot here. Yeah, I hate the Muslims, because they talk about usury and things of that nature. But I want Dan to continue, because he always has, outstanding, you know, things to contribute to the show. Go ahead, Dan.
My Chinese mentor when I was in college was betrothed to the last emperor's brother. And the education I got was classical Chinese. And after the Second Opium War, the Chinese learned ancient Greek, translated Plato and Homer in order to learn why the West was so powerful. What they learned was the West is only using half their minds, like a child in charge of a wrecking crane. Amen. And I call that A not B, where our culture content A is repressing any context of it. B, it's as if someone is on a seesaw held up in the water by a weight on the other end of the seesaw under the water of consciousness. So the problem is that we focus on the Jews in the West, but in the rest of the world, we don't have that outlook of A not B. And all the sacred traditions in the East say that Mara, king of the demons, lives in India and Tibet. So the problem is that the Babylonian Talmud has precedence over the Jewish Talmud, and that is because when the Jews went into captivity, so-called, I think that was really moving the power center from Babylon to Jerusalem, and the word Zion is really a code for Sai, the moon god, and On, which is Egyptian power of generation. And so that is the deep meaning that the Illuminati use. And at the top, the Illuminati call themselves Olympians. But the biggest problem about our beliefs is we tend to think that we have power in groups. But the Illuminati, through what I call the rock, scissors, paper game, which respectively stands for ego, overcoming soul, overcoming evil, overcoming ego again, in that order, is a way that the Illuminati can suck our souls into a matrix if we let them and have control of us through think tanks and groups. So I think the problem with our A not B culture is that we need to view that on the one hand, stereotypes are useful to look at when you look at any category. On the other hand, individuals are valid to look at when you're looking at that. And we need to develop an A or B to be able to see both sides of any issue. And I want to get off the line and let you all have comments and let other people have their turn.
Wait. Before you get off the line, I just want to ask you, Dan, because what you brought up is so important. So basically, I have to agree with John that this particular group has developed this tradition that's pure evil. They've written in the Talmud, it's in the Protocols of Zion. They basically told us that, you know, their goal is to rape, kill, murder, steal from, etc., the goy. So that you can call that a stereotype. So how do we not deal with that? I understand what you're saying on an individual level, and I agree with you, because I have friends.
The way you deal with that is to act in individual ways according to each person's dharma, destiny, or talent. So that we have emerging choices and we do things that evil people will never predict because they are much more afraid of us than we are of them, and they are trying to make us even more afraid. But the firewall works both ways and it works against them. So if we do things in our individual choice to overcome evil, not in a group, but as individuals and coming together and then moving apart. But they cannot predict what individuals do, and that's why they try to put us in groups.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dan, for your call. And see, that's where I will say, John, the reason I've never developed any organization, you were talking about a coalition before, I think we have to do things on an individual basis, because organizations are psyoped and infiltrated and all those things. And so everything has to be done on an individual level, because these predators infiltrate everything that is, you know, trying to do the right thing. Go ahead, John.
That's right. You can't
give your comment.
You can't have it. Well, to comment on what you just said, you can't have a group of more than six people without a Jew infiltrating it. That's a rule in the deep 9/11 skeptics movement. What Dan said in his extremely graceful way has been said in a lot of other ways by a lot of other people, and is being said more and more. What he was saying made me think of this Italian nuclear scientist named Giuliana Conforti, who believes that love is the weak nuclear force, and that it is present in all our interactions with the world, but it is suppressed so far by materialism that it has lost its rightful place in the decision-making process of most people in the world. And the only way that can be reinvigorated is for each person to look inside of him or herself, see the light, take that light and project it out into the world, and that is really the only way that we're going to get rid of this darkness that engulfs us now.
Well, I agree with you. Unfortunately, most of the religions, especially the Christians, you know, turn the other cheek, love your predator. And that's why I make the statements I make at the beginning of my show.
No.
You can't love your predator. Okay.
We're talking tough love with large caliber ammo.
Okay. I agree with that.
Yep.
I agree with that. But we can't love our predator.
It's down to that now. My friend Randy called me the other morning, and he was in a panic because he had dodged an unscheduled, inadvertent TSA truck, roadblock on I-75 in North Florida, and he managed to dodge it. But it was not announced, and one of these things happened recently in my area at Sarasota Airport, where on a Monday morning, they had TSA there with guns at their sides searching everyone's car who drove in the airport unannounced. And, I mean, talk about a demolition of the Constitution. Holy cow.
Well, the Constitution does not apply to us to begin with.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
there's,
that's right.
There's
We're not
many...
Applying to
there's,
it, I know.
Yeah, okay. So let's...
But,
let's,
I mean, it's what governs our lives. It's the... this takes me into another tangent. The world isn't run by facts. The world is run by spin. And you know, they've spun this whole terror thing on us. And the terrorists are in Washington and in Israel and in London.
Exactly.
Those are the terrorists. They have invented the imaginary terrorist known as Al-Qaeda, which that great BBC documentary about 4 years ago demonstrated that Al-Qaeda was a total crock. And yet all of the talking heads on the Jewish media are all talking about Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in Syria, Al-Qaeda in Libya. And lo and behold, we find out that Al-Qaeda in Libya was actually on our side, helping to kill those 60,000 people and destroy the city of Sirte and take billions and billions of dollars from Gaddafi's bank accounts, as well as steal his oil and his water, while Jewish posers like Gordon Duff on the internet are saying, oh, we should invade Libya because Gaddafi's a bad man and we're going to bring freedom to Libya. And Gordon Duff has this large cadre of followers who all think that he and they know what they're talking about. And really what they're all talking about is more Jewish distraction BS to keep us from understanding what's really going on.
You gotta love it when we're saving people from their dictators' destruction by killing them. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I remember that happened in Vietnam. That was a big thing in Vietnam. We had to destroy the village in order to save it. But I mean, all of these wars. This is the template people really need to see, is that throughout the 20th century, all these wars, starting with World War I, which was a direct result of the passage of the Federal Reserve and the income tax, a direct result. They passed those things so they had enough, so they would have enough money to fund World War I. And then World War II was the same thing. This was I have to think that whole run-up to the Second World War was a sucker punch from the outset, where they would allow this dictator to build up a war machine, and actually lots of American money funded that war machine so we could build them up just like we built up Saddam Hussein, just big enough so we could use all our weapons when we beat the shit out of them.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is pure evil with my special guest, John Kaminsky. I don't know if you've ever heard that CD, John, by John Trudell, a.k.a.
Oh, I love John Trudell. I have Blue Indians.
I would love to get him on my show because he, they're destroying the ancient wisdom of all the, populations, the Aborigines, Native Americans, etc.
I'll tell you something, Dr. Carly. We're going to get it back. I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, we are.
Because it's the real deal. And everybody is, I think everybody is kind of slowly focusing in on the same point of light. And there's only a certain... Everybody in the world is eligible to reach that point of light and partake of its joys except one conspicuous group. And I don't know what's going to happen to them, but like I say, I do worry about their health once everyone knows what they have done to the world.
Well, I visualize a giant glass prison in the middle of the desert.
There's one in Uzbekistan where there's
where
a giant hole...
Giant hole
in the middle of the desert with flames coming out, and Dick Cheney should be the first one in.
Oh, Henry Kissinger should be the first one in. Okay.
Let's have a contest.
But the point is they'll all have to be inoculated with diseases to get into the prison, and then let the people file by 24/7 to ask some hard questions. Yes. That's what needs to happen. And once that happens, it'll be amazing how everything is okay.
That is going to happen. That is going to happen. Stay focused on that.
Oh, that's my life. I mean, these people have destroyed my only child. I am on a war path.
We all need to be on that war path. We all need to be on that war path.
Yeah. I'm already dead on some level, but until they actually succeed in assassinating me, which they've tried a few times, I will continue to speak the truth until I breathe my last breath. That's my goal.
It's funny how that happens to everybody who tries to do what we do. It happens to everybody. I mean, I have such a collection of stories now from people I know. It's just unbelievable. And that's what I wanted to talk a little more about. Is how can it be that people can't see what we see? What has happened to them that has created this blindness in them where they are such willing slaves waving their flags while their own children die in meaningless wars for oil company profits? You know,
I got the answer to that question. They're vaccinated. Fluoridated, aspartame, psychiatrically drugged, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how it happens, okay?
Yep.
And they make a deal with the devil. They decide that they're going to get a paycheck for working for evil in order to get a paycheck. And they are cogs in the wheel of evil, and that is why they got to go too.
So here's the secret.
And that's my answer.
Here's the secret. If you don't have evil in your own mind, you can't do it.
Come on here.
And what's the evil that gets put in your mind? It's your belief system conditioning to convince you that you that you are subservient to this this driver of society, and you, I mean, it's ridiculous. When I think about schools these days and what I went through, which was much better than what people are going through now, but it's all Pavlovian conditioning in schools now, not to mention vaccinations. That's why when Brandon did the 21-year-old producing the material that he's producing, a spark leaped in my heart that, Jesus, there's at least one out there. There's at least one person listening.
Yes, yes. Well, and that's why we have to face reality. All of us have to face reality and not make a deal with the devil. One of my most amazing experiences was when one of my many trips to court, I had a judge tell me if I don't stop doing what I'm doing, I will never see my son again. And my answer to her was, I will not make a deal with the devil. And it was amazing. It was like, you know, her head was almost spinning around on its axis. She didn't know what to say. We can't make deals with the devil. We have to stop doing evil for a paycheck. Because that's aiding and abetting. Silence is consent. And that's what people have to realize.
Fortunately now, it seems like they might be helping us along by taking all the jobs away so we don't have to make that compromising choice. But the conditions are going to change, and they're going to change rapidly. Fortunately, I've been practicing for total devastation and pennilessness for a long time, so I have some training in it, but most people don't. And if you're forced to wheel and deal on the street, you're in grave danger, because everybody's desperate now. Everybody's zombified. Nobody knows who to trust. In fact, nobody trusts anybody. But that has been taught to us over time by our media, especially entertainment media, for a long time. It's been grained into us to be out for yourself. And we're well past that point into the danger zone. Everybody's poisoned, so we have to find the light within ourselves to know what to do and deal with the situations that we're going to be facing.
Exactly. Okay. Callers, mute your phones, please. Mute your phones. Okay. We have so many people lined up wanting to talk to you, John. Let's start bringing those people on. We have a caller from 804. Are you there, caller? Thank you for your patience. You're on the air.
Listening, Dr. Carla. I'm just listening.
Okay. You're not supposed to listen on the toll-free number, but we love you anyways. Okay. Caller from 870. God. 870, are you there, caller? 870. Hello?
Gave up.
Caller from 870, are you there?
No.
Okay. Shy? Okay, caller from 250, are you there?
Thank you. Your call has been redirected.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Yep.
How are you?
We're listening. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, we're hanging in there. Thanks. We've been listening to the whole show, and it's been very good. We're glad to hear that you guys are putting out the brutal truth, and it sounds bang on. And it's the biggest, the best hope we have that people like you are out there doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Okay,
I recognize that voice. That's one of my heroes, Alex in Canada, standing up for his motto is "Occupy the Occupy Movement." I love that. Okay, anything else, Alex?
He's
gone. Go ahead. Oh God, my ears are hurting. Okay.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with your switchboard?
Well, it's remote, and that's the problem. It's all computer operated, and I can't do anything about that. Okay. All right. So let's see. The next person is 479. Are you there, 479? Caller.
Yeah, I think
speak
so.
Speak up now.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
All right, yeah,
I can hear
okay.
you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah, the whole thing about individualism, this is Doug, and the whole thing about individualism, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, I asked myself a question. Can I, as one person, make a difference? Because I realized that I was dealing with something global and massive and everything, and it took me a day or two to realize, well, of course I can. Because what decisions I make and how I treat one another, my fellow beings here, does make a difference because that is the difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Exactly right.
And you know, I was trained from a very young age of five to be a fighting artist. Okay, fight and know how to defend myself and do things and grew up through many years and I'm now 60. And so the whole anger issue, yeah, we need to use anger, but we need to always control our anger so that we use it intellectually. And like Dan was saying, it's to use it intellectually, then we need to understand the warfare we're in. It's not a two-option deal we're dealing with. We actually, they gain power from the power we give them, from the
That's right.
ignorance we give them.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait.
This,
I need to comment on that. Anger is their word. I talk about righteous indignation. When you realize what they're doing, how can you not be angry, okay? That's like a normal response, a human response. A monster that's attacking you and killing you, you're going to be angry at them. But, you know, they've used the word anger. That's like their word. A righteous indignation is what needs to be used.
That's okay. That's okay. But I'm just saying that I'm not using anger as a negative, as if we're not to be angry. I use it as a response, something I recognize. When I get angry, that's the word I put on it. And when
okay.
I get angry, then you know, I realize when I'm getting really angry, I want to use my skills to go stop these people. But I also realize at the same time that this is way bigger than one person.
Yeah, we have to come together. We definitely.
Just,
go ahead, Charles. Please comment.
Back up here. Who? Who's Charles?
Doug.
John.
This is
John. My guest, John. Please comment,
yeah,
John.
I wanted to say something a little while back. I'm not sure I remember what it was. But revenge is never permitted under any circumstances.
Exactly.
What we're doing is curing an illness that belongs to somebody else but is really harming us. And I think the key to solving that is this light I'm talking about turning on inside of all of us, where we can see clearly how we've been deceived. And rather than throwing Dick Cheney and who was your candidate? Henry into the flaming hole in Uzbekistan, which I would dearly love to see. It's one execution I'd watch. I wouldn't watch most of them. We have to see clearly how we have been deceived and how we continue to be deceived by this whole Al-Qaeda complex is a very interesting thing. It's been known for at least 5 years by the mainstream media that Al-Qaeda is a total fabrication. It never existed except in the minds of Zbigniew Brzezinski and Donald Rumsfeld and all of those people who went around recruiting Arab malcontents, especially in Iraq, where they paid both the Sunni and Shiites billions of dollars to fight each other. And anybody who thinks about voting for a presidential candidate or waving the American flag really needs to take a long look at the blood
his attitude, each person, each American's attitude, has cost the world millions of lives because we were playing video games or watching football games or all that other stuff.
Can I comment on that?
Please.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And one of the things is that, see, I don't know if it's correct, because all we're ever doing is regurgitating and getting information, and
right.
Whether it's law or whatever the subject is. But I learned long ago, if it's true, that Al-Qaeda was actually a CIA computer program that was instituted.
Yes.
Yeah, and so...
Actually, our entire society is a CIA computer program. Each individual activity has been scripted.
We're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay, and but then, as I was saying, when I asked myself the question, can I make a difference, the answer that came back to me was yes, because obviously I can. Because as I treat one another, as I treat my family and friends and strangers and neighbors, etc., with a specific attitude, etc., then I can affect that, and it does affect that. But also, I'm going to plug this thing here, because the Jew thing is, I'm a Bible scholar in a sense. I've studied a lot of it, but I see
the
problems.
Jew thing is the key to the lock.
Yeah, and what we see is we see a statement that says all Jews who call themselves Jews are not Jews, and then we see a tie back to a Khazarian Edom.
That's all of that thing is a distracting tangent. The problem is the heart of Judaism, which is pure evil, and that's what we're talking about.
Which
it's
would
like
be the doctrine of it then, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They promise to lie, they promise to kill, they promise to steal, and they celebrate the memory of our death.
Whoa. Okay. And not only that.
That was me.
I think that was a Jewish comment.
Wait a minute. Caller. They're killing you. They're killing you with vaccinations and drugs of all nature. They're killing you. Okay?
Exactly.
Well, my message is we have to wake people up to realize they're being killed by vaccinations and all drugs of all nature. And so that they can so that they can heal themselves. They have to heal themselves. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're healing themselves with our blood.
But
they're healing themselves with our blood.
But resistance is not futile.
No, it's not futile.
You know how many people it takes to start a revolution?
Not many.
It takes one.
Yep. That's why each of us can make a difference, and all changes, even this society we live in that's based upon a ridiculous thing called the Constitution. And go ahead, sir.
Okay, the Constitution does not apply to you. The Constitution does not apply to you.
I thank you for your comment.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The Constitution does not apply to you. You are not a party. Okay. You can't imagine.
I wasn't there.
John, yeah, you weren't there. Okay, John, we have so many callers. We're never going to be able to get to all of them.
Thanks
you, caller.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Our next caller.
I love you guys. Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Our next caller from 920. Are you there, caller? Caller, speak up quickly. We're running out of time.
928.
Yes. 928. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, Doctor Courtney. How does Jehovah's Witness fit into this?
out in left field with the rest of the denominations.
CIA created denomination. Go ahead.
Out they're out to lunch with the rest of the denominations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
the only thing I will... The only thing I will give them credit for is they talk about not getting blood transfusions, which is straight from hell, okay? But other than that, they're in the mix. They're part of the problem.
They're in the in the more odious part of the fetid lagoon.
Wow.
Okay.
It's funny because a client of mine, he is the most wonderful person that I just can't, that I would trust with my life. And I've been really learning about all this now, and it's like, wait a minute, something's ringing a bell here about what he talks about.
Let me answer that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There is a power of God that reaches every person despite religious blindfolds that he may put on. So there's any person in any denomination or no denomination at all can reach enlightenment just by being thoughtful and caring and diligent. So you have good people of every political persuasion. You have good people of every religious denomination. And we're all chafing under the same problems, which are rules that allow hypocrisy to run the world and produce all this blood as a result.
Amen.
How would they explain the chemtrails? How would they explain the chemtrails that are going to kill a lot of Jews, too?
They do the same thing that Jews do when you ask them about their religion. They don't tell you anything about the truth, and they slam you, they defame you. If you persist, they will injure you, and if you won't stop, they'll kill you. And that's the way the Jews work, and that's the way our government is working now, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah. I've noticed. But doesn't all the things they're doing are killing Jews, too?
Because that's the Bernie Madoff principle, where a Jew will kill his own brother for money.
Right. Ugh. And that's what people have to realize. Let me say this very loudly. Evil is evil even to its own. They have no conscience.
Nope.
They don't care. They will kill each other.
Once the Jews have destroyed everybody else in the world, they'll have nothing left to do but destroy themselves, and that's what they'll do.
And that's what they are doing, I guess.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that's what a psychopath is. That's psychopathy, okay? And that's why...
I would say so.
That.
That's why I want to come at this whole problem. Hey, listen, that's why I want to come at this whole problem in a clinical way. Because they hide behind this whole hate crime fiasco. What a friggin' joke. Them sponsoring hate crimes legislation so they can hide behind it and prohibit everybody from talking about Jews when it's the Talmud that is the progenitor of all of the hate crimes that were ever conducted in the world. And it's like Jews are the worst hate crime purveyors. Just read the New York papers. And listen to the Fox News, for God's sakes. That's why I say, how can Americans be so asleep as to not to see Jewish fingers around their neck in everything that they do?
Yeah.
And the answer is vaccinations, fluoride, psychiatric drugs especially.
The answer to stop it is the light in your own heart. And rise up and create standards for yourselves that the Jews can't possibly meet. And let me tell you, they don't have to be that high.
Say no!
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
There's that music
Thank
again.
You.
We'll be right back. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is pure evil. My special guest, John Kaminsky. We have so many callers lined up, John. We'll never get to all of them.
Thank you very much, everybody.
people are definitely wanting to contribute. So let me bring on a caller from 250. Are you there? Caller from 250.
Yeah, we're still here. We got cut off. It transferred to an answering machine for some, what sounds like maybe even the broadcasting station or something, but whatever.
Okay.
We're hanging
around.
Okay, it's called Jewish Technology.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, the kids are starting up their new radio show, and they're on at in about, 12 minutes. And they're on these Changing Times radio, and they're going to be talking about electronic censorship, sabotage, and attack, which is being used to censor and silence activists and political dissidents, investigative journalists.
Is this an ad for another show?
Well, what it is I checked out.
Is that an appropriate thing to call in and ask a guest to give him an ad for another show?
Okay. Alex is one of my heroes. He's a real man, and he's educating his children as to what's going on. And his children now have their own radio show educating the public as to what's going on. So I totally endorse him. Go ahead, Alex.
Forgive me for doing that then.
No problem. Okay. Yeah, I understand. I would have done it too. I would have been right just as quick as you.
I can tell you a long story about how almost on each radio appearance now, and I've done more than 200, that when there are call-ins, I usually tell the host that the first caller will always be a Jew posing as a non-Jew. And I'm happy to say that didn't happen today, and that is a feather in the cap of Dr. Carly, I think.
We got more people waiting, so don't hang your head yet. Okay, all right. But Alex is not one of them. And basically, Alex, please give the website that your children are going to be appearing on. And because, what I love about what Alex is doing is he's actually educating his children as to what's going on. The children need to tell the other children, you're being killed. Okay,
Jesus.
Alex, tell the listeners about your children's show and where they can access it, please.
Okay, so we'll be on These Changing Times Radio, and you can look that up on whatever on the internet, and just we'll be on in about 10 minutes. And that's the kids' pilot show, and they're going to talk about what happens to families that are involved in fighting the satanic, Talmudic, Masonic demons and their synagogue of Satan, etc., which has been well discussed in this this show. It was really, really good what you guys have been saying. And it's necessary at this point in time to identify the... Hello? Well, there we go. We got
go ahead.
Again.
Okay. You're on.
You guys are doing a great job talking about the real problem, and I think if you're a trauma surgeon would know best, wouldn't they? You treat the cause of the most critical threat first and stop bleeding, get blood, oxygen going to the brain, etc. And so if you look at the cause of all of the problems, you're doing it. You're doing an excellent job. I couldn't think of a better person than a doctor to solve the
prescription.
Really sick. I think we do have Jews. It should be it's almost like a damn disease. If you look at the, and I'm not anti-Semitic or racist, I'm just saying
that's right. It is a disease. Yeah, it is a disease.
Yeah, and the entire religion, all the religious spectrum, the whole pie, every damn last one of them has been manipulated, and it's just an arm of government, and the jig's up. We know what's going on, and as we talked out about it, what they do is they come after us. The ADL's got a 94% to 96% success rate at prosecuting or persecuting people telling the truth.
Everybody's got to do it all at once.
Yeah, exactly. It's time to get up and get help. Yeah. Yeah, you sound like a great guy. We're going to...
Thank you so much for all that
education. The good news is evil even to its own. They are going to destroy their comrades. That's what these minions have to realize.
How many more callers can we squeeze in 5 minutes?
Go ahead. I don't know. It depends on how much time they take. We got so many people lined up. Okay, caller from...
Okay. These Changing Times Radio .ning.com.
Yeah, they got
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay, Alex, okay, thank you. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, guys. Caller, keep doing what you're doing.
250, are you there, caller? Caller.
Well, I'm still here. That would be me.
That's you. Next. Okay. Next. Okay. Caller from 479. Are you there? Hello. Speak now or forever, whatever.
Next.
Okay. Caller from 928. Caller from 928. Are you there? A lot
not
of these people
an efficient
are probably.
System.
I know. I can't. I'm not in control. Caller from 508. Are you there, caller? 508.
Ooh, Western Massachusetts.
508, speak up.
Well, this
okay.
isn't working.
Unfortunately, a lot of these people listen to the show on the network, toll-free. So, whatever. Okay, so... We're almost out of time.
I thought I heard somebody. Go ahead.
Hey,
okay, so what they're doing is they're putting a delay on your show. So when you speak, they can't tell until it's too late. So we're all walking on one another. That's one thing that's going on. And number two, they're just throttling the calls and choking out the people that are telling the truth. And it's increasing all the time. So I think that's what's happening here. But if people want to know what's going on, they better pay attention anyway.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, we know that. Yeah. I've dealt with this crap for years.
Well,
I'm getting very tired.
And, I know.
Okay.
So I think this has been a very enlightening show for me that I'm not dealing with wackos calling me pretending to be somebody else and saying, it's not all Jews. So I kind of get around that by saying, of course it's not all Jews, but... All Jews have to recognize that the center of the Judaic philosophy is the embodiment of evil in the world, and you can see that vividly in the history of our civilization. You can see that vividly in the practices of the medical profession, in the slanting of the media, in the meaningless deaths of so many people over issues that don't affect ordinary people except that they involve what the oil dealers and the pill pushers are going to charge us, with a markup of about 10,000 over what it costs them to produce the stuff. And the world is being ruled by robbers, and most of them happen to be Jews because the Jews know how to operate the books. I had a conversation recently with Dr. Ed Kendrick, who runs the wonderful Rediscover 9/11 website, And what was I telling him? Oh, God, I forgot what I was going to say. It was about Jews. No matter what endeavor you get involved with, if there is a Jew participating in that endeavor is going to be sidetracked because the Jew is going to twist any issue, any subject, any discipline into an advantage for himself rather than what most of the rest of the world does, right down to the most primitive aboriginal tribe, is that they have this second thing that they think about, and that is what are the requirements, what are the needs of those we love, because we can't exist unto ourselves. The Jews have come along with an unbelievably complex and efficient societal plan to alienate everybody from everybody else and turn us into isolated vacuum tube type people, cookie cutter people, who will do the bidding of what they want us to do. And the problem with that is what they want us to do is totally perverse bullshit. It's sucking up to them
or choosing some other religion where you can suck up to God and forgetting about all of your moral principles in the process. And that's what has happened to the vast majority of Americans who can turn their backs on the misery that they cause everywhere in the world. And it's not really fair for Americans to say, well, the Jews made us do it, even though that's what's happened, even though that's what has happened, because we can all think for ourselves, and we've all done a lot of wonderful things in this life, read a lot of wonderful things, been loved by a lot of wonderful people, and we should know better than to put up with our puppet status against people who are going to kill us when they're done taking all our money.
Amen. That's all I can say is amen. Thank you so much, John, for being a guest on the show. People, please tell others to listen to the archives. This is what we need to wake up the people.
Turn on that light inside yourself and be the person you believe that you are.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our...